This is all part of an initiative that was started by Leader McCarthy. It's called Commitment to America. And it was really about building a commitment that we offer to the American people here. And that'll be launched in the near future here, early this fall, if not in August, I believe. And it had seven different pillars. One of those pillars, and agriculture has, I like to describe it this way. We've got a boot in every one of those pillars, you know, jobs in the economy, the threats from China. Now the one in particular that you're referencing for a listening session followed into the pillar of, energy, climate and conservation that's led by, Congressman, Garrett Graves from Louisiana. He's done a great job of chairing that. And we were in Pennsylvania. We were on a dairy farm, in Pennsylvania, about 170 head. It was, the Burkett family in Chambersburg. And we did a tour of that family, really looking at, conservation with a purpose. So we were really looking at what was the application of science and technology. And we saw it in action there, from the nutrition that those cows are what they're eating, in a very prescriptive way, you know, to how they deal with their inputs, how they deal with their residuals. And so we did the farm tour, and then we did a great round table, actually in a beautiful barn. I'm very appreciative. They moved several tons of hay to make room for us in that barn. Had it set up with an amazing American flag in the background. And I was joined by Congressman Graves. It was Congressman John Joyce's district. So John from Pennsylvania, a colleague, was there. Congressman David Valadao from California, dairy farmer himself. And Congressman John Rose from Tennessee, who was a former agriculture commissioner in Tennessee before coming to Congress. And we sat and talked with key stakeholders, joined the family there that hosted us. And it really was a great opportunity to hear specifically what their needs were, how conservation really has a purpose, both in addressing economic and environmental issues. And of course, we got into a whole lot more right now with the challenges of these input costs that the American farmers are struggling with.